This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American right. dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Yep, right here. On the real side, with you. You having fun yet? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Corey Duncan will join us right after the first break. And I'm sure he has a lot to say about the whistleblower, what's going on in the White House, and all that other pseudo-fun stuff. You know I'm joking when I say that, right? I mean, seriously, this is so out of hand. This has gotten to the point where it seems like the goal is not to help strengthen America. The goal is not to make America, keep America strong, to keep jobs growing, to keep the economy moving forward. No, the goal now is no matter what it takes, who they have to throw under the bus, it's to impeach the president. Look, what are you guys afraid of? See, I have a question for the Democrats. You're a bunch of cowards. What are you afraid of? You got almost a year. You keep fighting him at the legislative level. And in a year, just beat his butt at the polls. If he's so bad, if he's so nasty, if he's so terrible, you shouldn't have a problem taking him out next November. Now, should you? What are you afraid of? That's my question. Why are you so fearful? You talk about how many people want him impeached and, you know, how many people hate the president about his approval rating and all this other garbage. If it's all true, then this is a no-brainer. Don't waste the time. Put all these things out there. Get your legislative arm rolling. Put all these things out in front of Mitch McConnell. And every day when you put bills or you send bills over to the Senate to be approved, just lay them out. Say, hey, today we sent these five over to the Senate. They will do A, B, C, and D, and we'll wait to see what the Senate does. And then every Saturday, do a wrap-up. Say, this week we sent over to the Senate. We're still waiting for this. They passed these two bills. They vetoed these two, you know, or they voted against these two, whatever. Lay out a real case. Because the only case you have right now, which is not really a case, is everything's about impeachment. Now, some of us who called you out on this, back in 18, said now that you got the seat, you'd only do one thing. It would be nothing but impeach, 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 impeach. Later on in the show, I'm going to read a piece. I think it's by a CIA operative. And talking about how this leak got out. The leak that we're coming to find out, honestly, is nothing more than a vendetta. It's not even a leak. Well, I guess it is a leak in the technical terms. But now you've got somebody who hates Trump, hates the Republicans, should lose their job over this. Because, again, as Nancy Pelosi, they're not even calling this a high crime anymore. Even the president, they're calling the president of Ukraine a liar. The Democrats have actually said he's a liar. Maybe not those words. But what they've said is the President Trump strong-armed the president of Ukraine. And Shifty Schiff, who couldn't find the truth if you handed it to him, as I like to say, you put it in a bag, you mark the truth, you put it in his hands. He still couldn't find the truth. Right? This guy is like, yeah, you know, this is like the mafia. All you got to do is watch a segment of The Sopranos. And, you know, when he says, hey, we'd like to see you look at Biden. Is he serious? Let me tell you what. If I took Shifty Schiff down to the neighborhood I grew up in, he'd have a wet spot in front of his pants within seconds. He didn't know anything about the mafia. I mean, he may know what it's like to be a liar. He does, because he lied all the last few years. See, this is what keeps giving me disrespect for Democrats. And at this point, even rank-and-file Democrats. And I'll tell you why. It's real simple stuff. If you're on the left and you're talking about being honest and transparent up front. So here you have Adam Schiff, who said he saw evidence that directly connected President Trump to the Russians. Where is it? Why doesn't he show it? Because you know why? He doesn't have it. He makes up these stories as he goes. He comes out of those meetings where you're not supposed to talk about anything, and what's he do? Talks about what he just saw, what he just read, how it ties the president to whatever. I mean, he's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's one of the leakers. Now, top Republicans came out today to start a push to identify the White House official who told a whistleblower of alleged misconduct by the Trump administration. So, you know, again, even in the hearing today, was there anything that came out that we didn't already know? Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. Now, Republicans specifically questioned why the whistleblower's sources in the White House didn't file a complaint themselves. See, remember, the whistleblower is not really a whistleblower, right? Because the whistleblower did not have first-hand knowledge, was not involved himself in the crime, in what supposedly took place. So he has no right to report on it. Right? New York Times is reporting that the whistleblower is a CIA officer. He needs to lose his job, or her job. I don't discriminate. They can lose their jobs. Joe Mazzini, your host, you'll sit on Real Side. Corey Duncan joins us in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
I love horns. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just, you know what, just being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. You need to be part of the solution. Okay, talking about being part of the solution and an antagonist, too. Really, seriously, I don't care what he tells you. Corey Duncan joins me, like he does every week, to kind of get a scoop, get some insight, kind of figure out what's going on in the real world. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me. I want to thank all of your little listeners for tuning in tonight and tuning in. And I'll continue to tune in and listen. You okay tonight? You're a little tongue-tied. Do you ever want a California Mai Tai?
I have got so much going on, and I'll tell you, you know, again, I just love I love this stuff that's going down only because, again, you know, you and I have talked about this. We were talking about it during the break. I love to see the Democrats just kind of, you know, they kind of shoot at you, but they don't realize that the gun, the barrel of the gun is like spun around and facing right back at you. You know, when they throw this stuff out here, you talk about Biden. I mean, you know, you and I, we grew up in the streets. Yeah, you know, you're sitting there. You don't start bringing attention to yourself. You don't start doing things like this when you know you're just as deep in it as the other guy. Right?
Well, you can do no wrong. Wrong. You can do it. You can do that if you're Joe Biden because you, the liberal media and the media is the people that. Oh, look, you know, I want to say this because I know often me and Anna talk about this. No, she does say a big hello to you and. You know, Tammy. You know, we sit back and we laugh about this because, you know, Joe Biden can do this because theoretically the Republican Party and the Conservative Party has no plan. They have no strategic plan. Let me tell you something. President Trump does not need the Republican Party. President Trump ran on his policy. And he ran on his promises. The Republican Party was just tagging along. And, you know, that's why I laugh when I hear a lot of people say, well, such and such, this, what about Joe? Joe Biden and all of these guys are hooked up. Everyone is, I mean, that's what you do. When you become a politician, you become the mouthpiece for someone else. You're there to present the case for contracts around the world and all, you know, you that's what you are. So that's why I say when this kind of stuff happens and everything, and God bless President Trump. I love him. I mean, you know, awesome policy, but he's a businessman. Just like Joe Biden is a businessman. All these guys are businessmen. So that's why I say you can't blame one and say something about one or the other. If you got the Clintons that gave the Chinese uranium and they were doing all kind of stuff and, you know, one day I'm going to sit and talk about that on your show about all of the things that Bill Clinton did during his era. And then there's like the Bushes. I mean, come on. They hooked up with the Saudis. I mean, this is all not conspiracy theory. I mean, it's everything. All you have to do is do your research, man. And if President Trump was hooked up with Ukraine or the Russians, God bless him. God bless him. Because guess what? It was no more different than what the rest of them are. All of them are hooked up together. That's why you got China. That's why you got China, People's Republic of China. And you have places here that belong to them. People in a communist country. These big glass buildings you walk around in downtown Houston and downtown Dallas and all over this United States. They own complete things. And, you know, I don't even know if we still own the Panama Canal or whatever. I don't think so.
Nope.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. It's all about business. So I don't know why these square people get on Facebook and God bless the Fox affiliates. I mean, the Fox affiliates are so liberal. That's why Joe Biden can sit up and say stuff like that, because guess who runs all of the media? The liberals. And what are we doing about it? Absolutely nothing. We don't even run Facebook. What they're doing on Facebook is running against each other. One is trying, and the people that really have, you know, a leader has solutions. He don't have, he's not sitting up talking about, you know, what the problems are. The problems, he got an answer for. But see, people don't want to hear that because, you know why they don't want to hear that joke? Because it's not entertainment. And it's not kind of, and the right people that you're listening to got the IQ of a turnip. But I know we got our fanboys and fangirls. They love what these people are doing. And, you know, rah, rah, rah. And, you know, buy my shirt or this or that, or I'm coming to your city, come see me and stuff. For what? Who are you? You're not doing anything. Well, what are you doing? You making a trip around the country when you should be doing other things to try to make people's lives, either make people's lives better or to handle something that is achievable for you to handle instead of sitting up. You know, President Trump runs on his own policy. He got this, man. You see how he handled the media at the UN yesterday? He handled the media, and so he's playing them like an old accordion. But he was doing what the media, the conservative media, and the people on Facebook that claim that they're Christian conservatives and they Republicans aren't doing. And that going back and forth with them, that's futile, man. You're wasting time. You waste the time arguing with people that's irrational. You don't argue with people like that. What you do is you counter them, you lay your facts on, you walk away. And then you do something about it, man, like what he did. That's why I applaud him. Because you know what? He got his own back, man. Because if he waiting on his party to do it, his party don't even want him to get reelected.
Right. You and I already talked about that. Yeah, they're not going to help him. They're gonna go running the first time they think they don't have a chance. They're just going to go running away from him.
Anyone that's a part of the banks, the World Bank, and the people, and the Saudis, and all these other, and if he was a neocon and everything like that, he would be okay. But he's not none of them. That's why he's such a target for both. But we already knew that. Know that.
Did you see our buddy Sharpton last week? He was getting grilled in one of the congressional hearings about some of the stuff that he has said in the past. You know, because he loves to call President Trump a racist, but they were bringing up stuff that he was saying about the Jews and others, and he just looked dumbfounded. I don't know if he was well, we know why he's dumbfounded, but anyway, he looked dumbfounded because, you know, he couldn't believe that somebody was actually bringing this back up. Because his comment to everything was, gee, I don't remember doing that. I didn't know those terms were racist. He knew those terms were racist. So
That's irrational behavior and split personality. That's MKL Ultra split personality. I'm one thing, and then I turn. I told you, all those guys are brought off like that, man. Jesse Jackson, Farrakhan, the list goes on. All of these black leaders, they got split personalities, and it's like, okay, you know, I remember something, but then when I get caught doing it, I don't remember. It's like the typical politician, man.
Even though we have it on video, we don't remember. Listen, when we come back, I'm just trying to figure out, maybe you know, you were in that world for a while. I just want to know if we can find Sharpton or Jackson, because this week alone, we've had like almost 30-some-odd shootings during the week, and 6 to 8 people killed, depending on which report you read. I can't find Al. He won't return my phone calls. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have-
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at Joint Base Andrews telling reporters he's disgusted after watching Democrat Adam Schiff at the DNI hearing on Capitol Hill.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories.
Now, earlier on the Hill, the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, speaking publicly for the first time about that secret whistleblower complaint targeting President Trump.
After reviewing the complaint and the Inspector General's transmittal letter, the Office of Legal Counsel determined that the complaint's allegations do not meet the statutory requirement, definition concern, legal urgent concern, and found that I was not legally required to transmit the material to our oversight committee under the Whistleblower Protection Act.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling reporters,
what the DNI did was broke the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is
we are back
under attack. He might have suffered.
Joe Mesiti, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly, being part of the conversation. And you need to be part of the conversation. Don't you know, you hear me say it all the time. Do not spew the party line. Use your own brain. Use the brain cells that God gave you. Yes, I believe in God, so whatever. Use the brain cells that God gave you, right? And try to make an have an educated conversation with somebody. You spew party line, I just hang up on you. I can't handle it. Anyway, somebody who never spews party line, I don't think you can find the party line, you know, if he tripped over it, is Corey Duncan. And it's always a pleasure to have him with us. Corey, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Joe. And I'm a very unpredictable, controversial, but I'm just unpredictable and controversial because I need ratings or I need people to like me. That's how I've always been. And I'm not even controversial. I just think that I think for myself. And you know, people have a problem with that. I told you I scare a lot of people. I scare a lot of people because I actually have a solution to problems and people don't want to listen to the solution. They want entertainment. And I know a lot of people don't like that. I get so tired to hear him say that. But guess what? If the people that you stuck up to or that you emotionally attached to and financially attached to, if they step up like that, you don't have to worry about me saying that no more. I'll keep my mouth closed and I'll sit in the back of the bus and stuff with Joe, you sit up front, sir. You know,
yeah,
master.
Yeah,
I just love you, master. You used to sit up front, let me sit in the back. You just said let me sit in the back with my muffin, with my fried chicken and my dumplings. Yeah, I do that because you know what? I got a special group of people that's listening, and you know I got a little surprise. Me and Master Joe were just talking about a little while ago that I got a couple of liberals around the country. Black liberals, and especially in Baltimore City, I put out a special invite to Marilyn Mosby and to Brandon Scott of the City Council to come on your show and answer some of these allegations. And I know they're probably not going to answer. You know, I heard through the grapevine. Through the grapevine, he said that I was talking nonsense, or was somebody from his staff said I was talking nonsense on your show. So obviously somebody got in touch with them to told them to tune in. So if I'm talking nonsense, what you can do is you can come on and debate me. I mean, look, I'm quite sure you got plenty of time and stuff, and you know, they can come on and, you know, nobody's belittling nobody or anything. You just make sure you have your facts. But I know that's never going to happen because liberals are used to doing things, well, I say a lot of conservatives do too. They like to spitball people from the balcony. You know, you're not going to come up to my face and say anything. You're always going to go through your little groups that you got. See, that's why I told you, I don't like, I'm going to use a hood term, cliquish people. I don't like click people that, okay, look, you know what? That's what the problem is with both these parties. And that's why I really enjoy you, because you know what? You actually stand up and you say, and you do, and you back your word up that you don't sit up and read party lines. And that is exactly what the issue is because people rear sit up and read party lines because they think that you're supposed to take and everything that the party says that you're supposed to go along with. If the Republican Party was going to do something, this is what they should do. They should take and get a strategy and really help this president get reelected. Because at the rate they're going, if he gets reelected, it's going to be because of his push. You know, the Republican Party and the grassroots party is done. And, you know, I don't even want to hear people talk about, you know, the grassroots speaker. The grassroots party is done, man. They're done. The Tea Party people are done. Most of them are bought and paid for, or they on trying to debate against each other, or you got these fake activists that's out there. We need to stand up and waving a flag and stuff like that, but you on social service working the system. See, I do a background check on a lot of these people and stuff just to see exactly who they are. And I'm like, wow, if people really knew that that's what you were doing and stuff, instead of, but yet you sit on Facebook, you make 20 videos a day pumping your fist and say, I know what you're doing because it's not hard. I mean, I don't need your social security number. All you know is who you are, and I can find out what you're doing. And I find out a lot of these people are suspect. I'm not saying I'm the tutti frutti and I'm the good human man, but guess what? I got a solution to the problem, and I've already made I've made a lot of people's lives better, and I'm going to make even more people's lives better in 2025 when that hospital opens for our vets, and also for people that have children that have all kind of problems and need operations, you don't have to pay not one red cent. See, that's somebody that's giving back to the American citizen.
Right.
Not someone that's sitting up talking about, oh, lock them up, lock them up. Man, them people not getting locked up. Please, do something better with your time.
Oh, yeah,
instead
yeah.
of a bunch of 40 and 60, mid-40s, 50, 60-year-old people standing up, screaming, yelling through a bullhorn, yelling at each other, getting all hot, sweaty, and funky and stuff, and you ain't getting nothing accomplished. All you doing is just blowing steam, bro.
Well, listen.
Get something you can do something with.
You started down this road. I'm gonna help out a little bit. So if that Baltimore official wants to come on, here's some of the things that I think this. Now this isn't Joe's numbers, okay? These are numbers that it's in the local Baltimore papers, Baltimore News, right?
Their
crime numbers are skyrocketing for 2019. All right. I mean, the first half of 2019, they're like, when it comes to gun violence and deadly gun violence, their rates are higher than Chicago's and other places.
Right.
Okay. Their rates.
Right. They're not even a major metropolitan city. So it shouldn't even be those numbers, but it's those numbers because you know, the thing of it is, it's a genocide pretty much. And it's a genocide through the liberals and the Democrat Party. If it's not Planned Parenthood, it's the guns and violence. If it's not the guns and violence, it's the drugs. If it's not the drugs, it's the corruption. See, that's what you get when you get a bunch of people that have, that, you know, as I always like to call it, super stupid. That's a lot of them get the super stupid award. And so, and I just be sitting back watching. I was just like, man, are you serious? Who in the devil voted for these people to get in office, man? You've got to be a total moron to put a person in office like Marlon Mosby to sit up and say, well, they locked these guys up, but they're not convicted yet. I'm like, man, and I'm like, for the big, dumb, stupid police commissioner, yeah, I'm going to go there. Yeah, I'm going to go there, Porky Pig. And he's standing there looking like, I'm like, well, why are you not turning to this lady saying, whose side you on? Whose side are you on? Are you on the criminal side or are you on our side? And you know why? That's because he's bought and paid for. He's bought and paid for. I mean, you figure a chicken box and a jar of pig's feet, he's straight. He's straight. Now, half and half, he's good to go.
God, you're killing me. But listen, you brought it up. You started down the road. And this is the stuff I just don't get. You just take Baltimore and Chicago, right? You got the new Chicago mayor comes in. She gets voted in by decent numbers. And she sounds like every mayor before her, which is, if you would just stop the guns coming in from Indiana, we wouldn't have this violence. It's a line of crap. And you know it's a line of crap. But they keep voting in.
You got a councilman in Baltimore City, Joe, that's on trial right now for helping a kingpin elude the ATF and the DEA. And he's going to jail. I can assure you he's going to jail for at least 50 years when he goes to trial. And he already looks like he's on drugs and stuff. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. But he's a Democrat and he's a Baltimore City councilman. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm lost. I'm lost for words because it's like anything else. I say the same thing about my friends in Boston and New York and other places. You keep voting these people that show you by action they don't care about you. You know, they don't care about what happens to you. They don't care what happens in the city. So I don't know why these people do it. And I say these people. I'm not just talking about the black community in Baltimore and in Chicago because you've got plenty of white hardcore Dem communities. I mean, look at Detroit. I mean, those people,
oh, yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't stop.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Is it a pill? Is it something in the air? Is it? I'm confused. You don't even know how confused I am because at some point.
That's not what the problem is.
Yeah.
They just don't. They're on a coof, man.
Well, we're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Corey Duncan will be with us right after this.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already.
Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, it is a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go.
We are back.
Hey, Daniel.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5560. Okay, let's just get right to it. I mean, bring him right back in. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week to talk about the real stuff happening on the streets, not all that garbage that you kind of hear about that's been sugar-coated. I wish Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson would listen. They might get informed, but God forbid we have that happen. Anyway, Corey, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Not... There you go. Not too many people want to gunsling it out with me or whatever, because they already know I'm going to get down and dirty.
Well, this is for your Baltimore.
Hey, I dish it, then I can take it.
Yeah. This is for your Baltimore guy, because if he's listening, this should make him crazy, right?
Oh, no, they tune in. All these people tune in, then they run back and tell their fans. The fanboys and fangirls tune in, and then they run back and tell the other person. I know what they're doing.
Well, wait a minute.
I got my informants just like everyone else does.
Let's hand it to them, though, because, look, the Department of Justice came in because there was a complaint that the police exam was too biased, all right? It was too racist because black people, or there were many blacks, they couldn't pass the test, all right? So the Department of Justice came in, they did an investigation, And somebody there with two brain cells rubbed together said, hey, let's check out the school system. So they went to the schools, and out of 19 of the Baltimore's high schools, 19, they checked on 3,800 students plus, only 14 of them were proficient in math. I want people to let that sink in for a second, right? So they're having trouble with math, they're having trouble with English, they're having trouble with comprehension, right? And over 70% of the students were graduated anyway and given a high school diploma. So if you can't read, you can't cipher, you don't have logic skills, and then you go to take the police exam and you fail, this nut job or these nut jobs still want you on the force because, and I want you to think about this, because the test is too racist, right? So what they're saying is, when the school system fails you, it's the white man's fault that you're taking a test that you can't pass. How about you inner city people actually get off your butts, you legislators, you people that have been elected, and you make sure that your kids, no matter what color they are in the city, no matter what, they actually get a good education. Stop fighting for higher pay. Stop fighting for all these things that you really, you know what? Tie the pay to merit. If you've got a 70% graduation rate and only 14 of those kids can read, truly read, I'm sorry, it's not racist. It's laziness on your part. It's deceit. What do you think, Corey?
I agree with you totally. I mean, the thing of it is this. No, I had a couple of Baltimore people get mad at me because I said, watch this, man. I'm going to grab this young guy. I said, young man, let me ask you a question. You hook in school? Yeah. I said, what's 6 divided by 12? Why you ask me that? I said, okay. Bobby Joe had three quarts of milk. He gave his sister one quart. How many quarts did he have left? What kind of stupid A question is that? And I'm looking at him like, why you can't answer the question? I said, but if I got an extended clip for a Tech 9 or 9 millimeter Ruger, you would be able to tell me. You know, it's interesting how it all depends. So maybe they need to change the dialect of the books. They need to change it to street technics, ebonics. So like when they use words like herded them, and some other words that I don't know. I have not figured out what herded them and water. What is water? Like people that say orange. They say orange. What is it? I understand there's different dialects of each city or each demographics or whatever. It doesn't matter. But see, the thing of it is, and I know a lot of people are like, there you go making fun of people. They go, no, I'm telling what the facts are. So shut up and stop whining. But you got a lot of conservatives that's just like these whining, crybaby, liberals or whatever. You know, that's why these children are how they are. Because, you know why? Because everything, as I told someone else, everything's based upon color. You know, you sit up and then they run behind these dizzy, dinty, stupid, Tinseltown, MK Ultra type people with these split personality, Demi Moore, telling about them. I was in my body, man, I was out of my body. She has a bestseller that she just came out with, her book that she just came out with. I was first in my body, and then I wasn't in my body. And, you know, I sat there and was sitting there laughing, and a colleague of mine one day was laughing. We had lunch together, and he said, why you laughing? I said, because if Demi Moore had said that to me, I'd have been on my way over our house with the guys, with the rubber truck, with the lights on it, and the ink spot. Do you see a bat or a butterfly? I can tell a lot. I can bring the building blocks. I can also bring the slinky and stuff. And you know, the yarn, so you can be happy. And we can get you back into the rubber truck and get you some help. See, they are the people that are these people follow out here. I told you, everything is about optics. And most people now, Democrat or Republican or conservative or whatever, are about optics. They're not about anything else. And that's why we have the problem that we have. God bless you, Shanice Coates, our wonderful family member. She already has 25 people ready to go next year for homeschooling. And guess what? That's what the Duncan family going to do. I'm pulling my children out of Catholic school, and I'm pulling them out of every school, and they just going to be homeschooled. And no to all of you that say that I'm this crazy guy. No, I'm not David Koresh, and I'm not Jim Jones and stuff. I'm actually a person that's a constitutionalist and also a conservative, an independent conservative, and I believe in teaching about but other things besides just teaching about history only back to 1990 or only teaching about liberalism or to say that socialism is cool. See, that's what the issue is. No God, no kind of structure. The dad is out of the household, and I still tell you that's what the issue is. You got to take care of the family. Then the person got to take care of themselves first, get their mind right, then take care of their family, then you take care of the communities. Man, the devil with the government. Let the government be the government. You be your own government. That's why a lot of these people, and I heard someone even say that in Baltimore, that the people need to stop worrying about the city government or the state government and take care of their communities. You live there. If you want to live in Beirut, and so I can tell you, it's not good to live in a war-torn area. When you got people that in the shooting and murder that goes on all day, and whether senseless or not senseless, it's just the point. It's all in what you want, man. You get what you pay for.
Well, you get what you vote for. I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
You and I joke about it.
Well, that's because of the ignorant voter, Joe. That you know, that's where that comes from. That comes from the ignorant voter that doesn't know any better. I told you. What did I tell you before? Optics. People watch you, and they can tell you everything that you got hanging up in your background, but they can never sit there and tell you word for word what you talked about in all of your segments, because if you just take all of that down and put up a black petition, then they would pay more attention. That's the point I'm trying to say. People worried about, optics or your head turning around backwards or this and that. Stop worrying about that, man. Worry about what the man is talking about, what he's trying to convey.
I'm going to lose a bunch of people on this one, but I always get a kick on this. My wife and I laugh about this. I can't tell you how many people tell me or will say to me, oh, my God, you should have been in our church this weekend. The worship service was great. I just love our worship band. They're a great band. I love the worship band. You go, great. What was the teaching about? Well, I don't remember what the teaching about, but I can tell you, the worship music was really great. I mean, like, really? So you go for if you want to go for a concert, they have them every Friday and Saturday night at some big venue
right.
across the country. If you want to go to learn
right.
the word, it's not always about worship. It's funny how people.
It's in you.
Right?
The church, anything is in you, man. That's why I tell people, you run the church, you go to. Hey, look, man, you can have that same church in your own place. You control the narrative. You teach how you want it to be taught to your family and to your children. That's what it's all coming down to. Like I said again. And Revelation says about a falling away of the church. And that's what it is. Church has become a joke. It's become a joke because people come to, in sweatsuits. They come there. And now they're making it so that you can't come to church because you got to make sure everyone is armed because you don't know who's armed. But see, that's called domestic terrorism. And that's how it is. That's how they turn people against each other. Domestic terrorism. I can't trust you. I can't trust Joe to sit next to me. He might go crazy or something. That's where the problem comes from. But I always enjoy you and always enjoy your guests and everyone else that's tuned in. And I hope they can tune in again next week, www.conservativegen.com. On behalf of me, Anna, and the family, thank you for having me.
Always have a good time when you're on. That's it. And the thing I love, too, is that we can be, I know it's an old saying, but we can be real and raw with each other. I don't have to dance around and worry about you thinking something I say the wrong way. You know what I'm saying?
Not with me, Master. Not with me, Master, because you're always the best, and we've got a good house. We've got a good house.
Stop it. You're killing me. But we've even lost that ability. We can't even fool around anymore because people get crazy. Well, you and I can. They can all go pound sand if they want to. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, Corey. Thanks for being with me. I really appreciate it. Hey. People, don't go far. Next hour, Pastor David Hague joins me. Has America lost its soul? I think we have. I really do. New survey says that over 50% of young kids will lose their religion by 2035. We'll be back in a few minutes.